This is audio for the sheet that says pentatonic and modal uses. So, scenario number one. I just chose a four chord just for no reason, just because it's like a good contrast to a one chord. I could have chosen a bunch of different things. I just chose a four chord randomly. We happen to be doing a one to four already. So, the first, we're in the key of D, and the first scenario is you have a four major, a D major, to a G. I'm sorry, one major, which is D, to a four major, which is G. So if you would, just give me a D, 2, 3, 4, and G. Now I can easily keep going with that. I can easily play a major scale over that, over both chords. I don't have to change to G major or anything. Because the G chord, the G major chord is in the key of D major, so there's nowhere else you have to address. So that part should be easy. Because a major pentatonic is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 of the major scale, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, then that's gonna fit too. It's the same exact notes, you're just taking out 4 and 7. But it's a different effect. So if you would play both, please.
The chords or the scales?
Just the chords. I'm going to play only a D major pentatonic. Sounds like Allman Brothers or something.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's all fine. Any questions about any of that scenario?
Yeah,
now you could, there is something I left out. You could also do a four major pentatonic. You could switch, but that might be a lot of work for some
to
people.
A major pentatonic based on the four, or starting on the
four.
Yeah,
starting on the four.
So on the G.
Okay. So like, let me demonstrate that. You got D major pentatonic, and then G major pentatonic. So that might be a tall order for some people just to go back and forth like that, and I'm not recommending we do that at this stage.
Well, what would be the...
It kind of adds more of a country flavor, you know, it's an aesthetic thing. But that's possible, but for a lot of people that'd be too much work. And so for rock guitars, we don't usually bother with that. We just play with the one major pentatonic over the whole thing. Because as you heard, it sounded fine.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go to scenario number two. Now you have a D7 to a G7. And I can do one mixolydian like D mixing. But when we get to, we talked about this a minute ago, when we get to the G7, it's got an F note in it. Play that G7 again. It's got an F note in it on like string 4, fret 3, and that's the flat 3 to the key of D. So if I play mixolydian, which has a major third, it's going to clash there. So we got D7, so what we establish is that the third of D, the F sharp, is clashing with the G7. So you have to adjust there. Now it looks, it might look intimidating because I wrote over the four chord, you could play four mixolydian.
Yeah.
But that is the same as one Dorian. The difference between a one Dorian and a one mixolydian is only that the third gets flatted. So we don't have to do this all right. The difference between Dorian and mixolydian is a flat 3 in Dorian. Yeah, play that Dorian again, and I'll play G7. And it fits like a glove. Now switch back to D mixolydian. And it fits like a glove. So it may look like a lot of stuff, but it's really just changing the third. So that's a big topic. These are all big topics. I'm just giving you like an overview of this.
I
want to
do this. This is kind of separate.
Yeah. You who are listening. Where you who are listening can play along with us. You can do D mixolydian for four bars and D Dorian or G mixolydian for four bars. 2, 3, so D first. So regular third first.
Okay.
And now switch. You did a couple times over the one chord,
yeah,
which has the, like you're playing a flat three over the one chord. It still works because
it's part of the blue, the pentatonic minor.
Yeah, it's in the pentatonic minor, but you're adding a flat three to a dominant chord. It's like a dominant, it's like a seven sharp nine chord. You're producing that kind of a sound, which is very common to rock music. It's that, you know, Foxy Lady is 50 years old at this point, you know, so it's nothing new, and so it's not going to raise any eyebrows. So you could do Dorian over all of it, and you can do Mixolydian over the one chord, but not advisable over the four chord. So that's very cool that you did that.
Is that Dorian?
Well, you had a major third in there for a minute. Flat that seven. Yeah. Well, you're Dorian. Starting on E now. Start on D.
No, Dorian. D Dorian. Would be E.
No, no. When I say D Dorian, it means
play Dorian in that key. In
yeah,
D.
Dorian in that key. Yeah, it would be the equivalent of C major. So the next part, you're still on a D7 to G7. You could do the one major pentatonic, like D major pentatonic, and then switch to G major pentatonic, similar to what I did in the major. Category, like up here, category one, we had a one major to a four major, and I use a one major to a four major pentatonic. So you could do that again, just because it's seventh chord, they still have a major third. So I'm doing D major pentatonic to G major pentatonic on this scenario.
Okay.
All right, try that D7 to G7 you're playing, the chords. Alright, so 2, 3, 4, like. Alright, you threw me. 4 beats each. Like 4 beats each. Alright, let's do 1 bar each. So 4 beats each. Yeah. Yeah, okay, thank you. So here we go. Because it's the same as we did on the major. Then the last option over this set of chords is just do a D minor pentatonic the whole way through. Because we already talked about the minor pentatonic fits over the one chord because it produces the sharp nine thing.
Right, yes.
And the minor pentatonic fits nicely over the four chord because the four chord already has the flat three in it. So I'm going to do
four
D minor chord. Pentatonic
four
over
chord.
Both chords.
Four
chord is G7 in this case.
Okay.
And there is your that little F note on the fourth string gives you
three,
the flat
okay.
three. So I'm going to do all D minor pentatonic.
Okay.
2, 3. Well, switch
okay.
the chord.
Oh, don't switch the chord.
No, switch the chord.
Okay.
And you'll hear it still work. That's probably the most common scenario you have. And then the last bit is a little easier in terms of this. When it's purely minor, there's fewer options. You're either playing Aeolian or minor pentatonic. So D minor, if you would, to G minor. All right, I'm going to play all D Aeolian on this one. 2, 3, 4. everything fits fine. And then, of course, the final option is do all D minor pentatonic. I'm just stripping away I just played Aeolian, so if I take away the 2 and the flat 6, I'm left with a minor pentatonic. Because the minor pentatonic is 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. We skip 2 and 6. You can replay that in later if you want to listen to that again. But I'm going to do nothing but D minor pentatonic over that scenario. Here we go.
The minor one?
Yeah. 3, 4, like... I'm sorry, I played a note outside the minor pentatonic. Let me do that again. I cheated. 1, 2, 3. Good, cool, and it fits like a glove. That's kind of the biggest overview I could give you.